Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson, pleased to be joined in the studio by one of the most prolific sack artists in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, in linebacker Trent Cole. Trent, the regular season is finally upon us. Monday Night Football, the Washington Redskins at FedEx Field. How does the intensity change when you go from the preseason to the regular season?
Like I said, it's a big turnaround. You know, now it's serious. This week is it all counts now. You know, from day one of when we started preparing for the Redskins, and like I said, it's intense. And there's a lot of excitement with it.
You look at your T-shirt. You see the hunting on there. Is it hunting season for quarterbacks?
Yes, it is. It is hunting season for quarterbacks and also for the big game. So I'm pretty excited.
What did you learn about yourself during the preseason, making the transition from being a hands-down defensive end through your first 8 years in the league to a stand-up pass rush outside linebacker?
I think there's an advantage at that, you know, being a linebacker, because you're standing up, you get to see things unfold, and there's a lot of tips that give you that you can tell whether if it's pass or run, and just standing up, I could see that. But the thing is, it all counts as who's gonna win the fight. You know what I'm saying? You got to win your one-on-ones, and that's where it starts at. And like I said, it's just been a tough road, but like I said, I'm comfortable now. I feel natural at it. I am a linebacker, and I'm a DN as well. And like I said, I'm very proud to say that. And you know, like I said, I'm just very excited for this upcoming game.
Trent, let me ask you this: why do you think you'll be better this year playing in this system than you were, say, a year ago in 2012?
I think the coaches are doing a well job of using me of what I'm good at, you know, and taking advantage of my talent, and that's where it counts, you know. Just, you know, I know what I have to do, and I go do my assignment, and I feel like I can go out there and do that and accomplish that.
As one of the longest tenured players on this team, the second longest tenure behind Todd Harriman's, why were you and the other veterans on this team so eager to buy into Chip Kelly, his philosophy, and the program that he's brought to Philadelphia?
You know, like I said, we got a new coach. It's pretty much a brand new Philadelphia Eagles. You know, it's a new franchise. You know, it's new. You know, and after coming off a tough season like we did last year, you know, with our great coach Andy Reid that we had, our former coach, and it's nice to be. We're refreshed, you know, and. You know, we're going to take anything we can take. You know, we've all bought into Chip Kelly's plan, and I think, I think he's doing a well job of what he wants to do with us and what he's doing so far.
Trent, with the focus that he's put on nutrition, on sleep, how has that prepared you physically for the grind that's ahead?
Like I said, he's preparing us for the battle. He's going to make sure that we're the best team ready for that when the moment truth comes on that Sunday night or that Monday night. That, you know, that we're prepared. You know, we're the best team prepared.
Robert Griffin III didn't play at all in the preseason because of the knee injury, had a prolific rookie season. What are you expecting to see out of him in his first live action since he tore the ACL in his knee back in that playoff loss to Seattle?
It's like I said, it's going to be something to see. You know, when a guy come off an injury like that and hasn't been through, you know, a preseason, you know, and coming into a game, you know, and has no pressure yet. You know, it's going to be something to see. You know, because like I said, he hasn't had no pressure yet. And like I said, being on an injury like that and they're keeping him out, hey, you know, we'll see.
With this defense and the transition that you guys have made from the 4-3, the Y-9, all the way now to the 3-4 scheme, why do you think this defense will be better equipped to take on RG3 after the way he was able to take on offenses a year ago? Defense, I should say.
Like I said, it's a new defensive scheme. You know, a lot of different players, and you know we're playing different positions. And like I said, it's gonna be hard. You know, we're a brand new team, and nobody has no tape on us. So
now you've been in Philadelphia, ninth season here in the city. You know the city and the fans; they love passion on that defensive side of the football. What can fans expect from Bill Davis's defense as you guys make this transition to this new Eagles team?
I think that, you know, right now, like I said, I can't really tell until, you know, when that Monday night comes and we get to go down there and showcase what we have. You know, I think we have a great team. We have a lot of great talent on this team. And I think that, you know, our defense is we're flowing well, very well, you know. So,
overall, what's your mindset going into this season as compared to, say, the past couple seasons?
You know, to be great, you know, to do what I do to help my team win. And, you know, I'm all out. You know, everybody knows I'm all in to win. You know, I've been here 9 years, and, you know, this is, you know, I'm an Eagle, and, you know, I'm here to play to the end. You know, I do what I got to do. You know, if they tell me I got to play a different position, I'm going to play a different position. That's just part of being, you know, that's being a Philadelphia Eagle, you know, being a team player. You know, when they call you up, you be ready to play.
Trent Cole, looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the defense in action on Monday Night Football at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. That's going to do it for this interview. Thank you very much for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.